Welcome in. Today we're doing something that feels almost like a magic trick in drum and bass. Writing an entire idea using one chord. No chord progression. No fancy harmony. Just one home bass and we're going to make it feel like a full track anyway. This is perfect for rolling, minimal, dark, or jungle-rooted DNB, where groove, texture, and arrangement do the heavy lifting. And it's also a cheat code for finishing music faster, because you stop hunting for the next chord and start building actual momentum. By the end, you'll have a clean 32 to 64 bar sketch with an intro, a drop, a variation, a mini break, and a second drop feel, all inside Ableton Live, using stock devices. Alright, let's set up. Step 0. Project Setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now make 4 groups in your set. 1 for drums, 1 for bass, 1 for music, and 1 for FX. This will keep you organized and it'll make arranging way faster later. One workflow tip. Start in session view while you're building your loops. Once it's grooving, we'll record or copy it into arrangement view and build the song shape. Cool. Step 1. Choose your one chord, your home bass. For DNB, you want a chord that can feel dark and flexible without needing to move. A really beginner-friendly pick is F minor 7. That's F, Ab, C, and Eb. Why this chord? Because it gives you enough notes to write bass movement and little riffs, but it still sounds moody and stable. It's like a small palette with enough colors to paint a whole scene. Create a new MIDI track and name it Chord. Load an instrument. Wavedable is perfect for modern DNB, but analog or operator also work. Let's assume Wavedable. Quick patch idea. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave, oscillator 2 to a square wave, but lower its volume so it's more of a supporting tone. Add a low pass filter. The LP24 is great. Start your cutoff somewhere around 500 Hz to 2K Hz depending on how bright you want it. Then add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Keep it subtle. We want thickness, not instant supersaw chaos. Now draw 1 bar MIDI clip and place the notes F, Ab, C, and Eb together as a chord. And here's an important mindset shift. We're not trying to make this chord interesting by changing it. We're going to make it interesting by changing its function in the track. Same harmony. Many jobs. Step 2. Make the chord move without changing chords. First, rhythm. In drum and bass, rhythm is everything. A sustained chord can blur the groove, especially at 174, so we're going to use stabs and space. Try a simple syncopated pattern in your one bar clip. Hit the chord on beat 1, then a short stab on the end of 2, then another stab on beat 4. When you play this with a click, it should already feel like it wants to sit between the drums. That's the whole idea. Offbeat punctuation. Now, second way to create movement, inversions. Same chord notes, different top note. This is such a powerful trick, because the listener hears progression energy even though the harmony never changes. Duplicate that clip across 4 bars. In bar 1, keep the chord as F, Ab, C, Eb. In bar 2, put Ab on the bottom and move F to the top. In bar 3, put C on the bottom. In bar 4, put Eb on the bottom. You're basically rotating the chord shape. You'll hear the chord color shift, and that's huge for avoiding loop fatigue. Third movement tool, filter automation. Drop an auto filter on the chord track. Choose LP24 and a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to bring out character. Now automate the cutoff over sections. In the intro, keep it darker and more closed. In the drop, open it up. In the break, close it again and maybe push reverb for a washed moment. When you're learning, think of the filter as your arrangement knob. It's progression without new notes. Fourth tool, width and texture. Add chorus ensemble after the filter. Put it in ensemble mode. Amount around 20 to 40%. Rate low, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. One teacher note here, DNB is powerful in mono. So enjoy width, but don't rely on it. Later we can tighten things toward the center in the drop for more punch. Alright, step 3. Bassline from chord tones. Create a new MIDI track called bass. Load operator. For a simple rolling subpatch, use just oscillator A as a sine wave. Set attack to 0. Set release somewhere like 50 to 120 milliseconds, so notes don't click off too harshly. If you want it plucky, lower the sustain. If you want it held, keep sustain up and let note length do the work. Now, here's the rule. Use chord tones. From F minor 7, your safe bass notes are F, Ab, C, and Eb. F is home. It's the strongest anchor. Ab is darker, more emotional. C is stable and supportive. Eb is tension. Use it like a spice, not like the main ingredient, especially in the sub-range. Write a one-bar rolling rhythm. Think in eighth notes, but with gaps so it breathes. Put F on the downbeat. Then add an ab or a quick ebb as a pickup into another F. The goal is phrasing. Even if it's just sub-notes, you want it to feel like it's speaking in sentences. Try this mindset. Bar 1 is a statement, mostly F and C. Bar 2 is the response, where you sneak in a quick ebb or ab before returning to F. Now glue the bass to the drums with sidechain. Add a compressor on the bass track. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release somewhere like 80 to 150 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you can hear the bass breathing around the kick. Teacher tip. Don't make sidechain a special effect unless you want it to be. In DNB, it's often just a cleanliness tool so your low end stays punchy and readable. Step 4. Drums that make the one chord loop feel like a song. Create a drum rock track. Start with a core two-step beat. Kick on 1. Snare or clap on 2 and 4. Then hats and 16ths with a little swing or shuffle. Open groove pool and try a subtle swing 16 groove. Keep timing around 10 to 30%. Velocity variation can be small, like 0 to 20. You're just trying to stop it from sounding like a robot. This audio version is shortened for playback.